other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Friday, already Friday, the 10th day of April, 2009, and we are going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up, we have Captain Kelly Sweeney, Master Mariner, joining us. The original boat captain has tried to escape, and more pirate boats with hostages are heading to the lifeboat that has the other pirates in it. For those that don't know what I'm talking about, it's going on right now about 300 miles off the coast of Somalia. Pirate ships converge on U.S. hostage at sea, escalating a dramatic Indian Ocean standoff. More U.S. warships as well as private reinforcements. Let me start over there. Escalating a dramatic Indian Ocean standoff, more U.S. warships as well as pirate reinforcements with an international gallery of hostages rushed Friday towards the spot where four Somali bandits are holding a U.S. sea captain aboard a drifting lifeboat. Whatever you say about the Somalis, ladies and gentlemen, they certainly are bold. Compared to the gelded, domesticated Westerners. I mean, they're coming out in ragtag ships to basically do battle with all their different stolen ships, like something out of a Hollywood fantasy movie, something out of Waterworld, to have a battle with the U.S. Navy. These people are unbelievable. And look how they ran off the Delta Force and the Army Rangers in Somalia. Of course, the U.N. sat there giving them no reinforcements. These people are just amazing. Of course, Americans used to be like that. Look at the Alamo. Look at 1776. This is just how people were. But, of course, they don't drink fluoride in Somalia, though. They haven't been taking their shots either. The pirates apparently fear being shot or arrested if they hand over Captain Richard Phillips, captured in a failed effort to seize the Masaryk, Alabama, on Wednesday, and hope to link up with their colleagues who are using Russian, German, Filipino, and other hostages captured in recent days as human shields. U.S. Central Command Chief General David Petraeus said U.S. warships are also headed to the area more than 300 miles off Somalia's Indian Ocean coast. We want to ensure that we have all capability that might be needed over the course of the coming days, he said. Pirates have been holding Philippines hostage aboard the lifeboat since his crew thwarted the attack Wednesday on the 17,000-ton U.S.-flagged Alabama. Muhammad Samaa, a Somali resident of the pirate stronghold in central Ely Town, who claims to have a share in a British-owned ship hijacked Monday, said four foreign ships previously captured by pirates are heading towards the lifeboat. A total of 54 hostages are on two of the ships seized by the pirates, citizens of China, Germany, Russia, Ukraine, the Philippines, Indonesia, Taiwan, other nations. The pirates have summoned assistance. Skiffs and motherships are heading towards the area from the coast, said a Nairobi-based diplomat who spoke in condition of anonymity because he is not authorized to speak to the media. We knew they were gathering yesterday. Samaa said the two ships left the city on Wednesday afternoon. A third sailed from another city, another pirate base in central Somalia, and a fourth was a Taiwanese fishing vessel seized Monday that was already only 30 miles from the lifeboat. He said the ships included the German cargo ship Hansa Stavanger, seized earlier last month. I mean, this is insane. But, of course, they won't let the ships be armed to protect themselves. No, the globalists are the only ones that can have force.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here's what we got coming up today. Got Captain Kelly Sweeney joining us in about 20 minutes to give us an update on the pirate fleet. I guess preparing to do battle with the U.S. Navy. You know, the insanity intensifies. I just covered that and the latest developments there, but he'll be joining us. He has a lot of inside sources and actually knows the captain in control of the ship that they retook from the pirates, but then the pirates jumped overboard with the captain onto a dinghy. And now all these pirate ships are coming out to defend it as the insanity intensifies. For those that just joined us, so that's coming up. Bob Chapman with his once-a-week visit with us, getting into the latest developments on the economy every week, closing out the week with all the new big developments and his analysis of what's happening. And then we've got William K. Black, and he will be joining us. Mr. Black was one of the top federal investigators on SNL and got death threats from Frank Keating, and the memos came out in court about, you know, we've got to kill Mr. Black. And he's written the book, of course, The Best Way to Rob a Bank is to Own One. And he talks about how Republicans, Democrats, they all work together at the top. It's a massive theft of $12.8 trillion. And so he will be joining us coming up later. So that is coming up. We'll also be simulcasting the last 2 hours of the show live at PrisonPlanet.tv as we do each and every day. Some days we do 3 or 4 hours. Sometimes we do the whole show simulcast, depending on what guests we have, where the radio show becomes a three-dimensional TV show. We can show you documents, video clips, and it adds a whole another dimension to exposing the globalists and their criminal activities going on the planetary scale. I have a lot of other news I want to go over now here. And we will have open phones when we have Bob Chapman on in the next hour on the economy. Okay, here is the news. This is out of a Canadian Free Press. Pelosi, we want registration. Holder says 2A won't stand in our way. Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on April 7th acknowledged that gun registration is on her agenda, days after Attorney General Eric Holder told reporters in Mexico that the Second Amendment would not stand in the way. That is a quote, ladies and gentlemen, of administration plan to crack down on alleged gun trafficking to Mexico. Yeah, and he's been saying it in press conferences that they've got to register all gun owners and shut down gun shows and a bunch of other, and they've got the bills introduced, bills the White House Chief of Staff, when he was in the House last year introduced, those are reintroduced, and then the media just goes, you're a conspiracy theorist, that doesn't exist. Remember 2 years ago until Senator Sessions of Alabama violated Senate rules, thank God, and released the bill? You know, going back until a few decades ago, senators, House members were in control of themselves. But the way they've gotten around liberty in the House and Senate is they've passed rules in the House. They're not laws. In the House and Senate, and if you don't follow those rules, you get censured or get in trouble, or they could possibly impeach you. But they certainly won't give you committee seats in the future, and they want that power. So they've corrupted the House and Senate, where they will say, oh, this is a secret bill, and no one is allowed to read it. And then only committee chairmen and others are allowed to see it. And remember, 2 years ago, the media was saying, it is not an amnesty bill, but we're not going to let you see it. This just lets us control and understand and, you know, create a system to deal with illegal immigration. And they said, it's a conspiracy theory. This is not amnesty. Because they tried the 3 years before that to pass total blanket amnesty for over 20 million illegal aliens in the country and to allow them to bring in any of their family members in perpetuity, and anybody who had even committed felonies, this was in the news, would be given a waiver to be citizens, and anybody who was here could bring upwards of 12 family members in the next 2 years after, and this was a blank check for 6 years to be sunsetted in 6 years or extended again. People said, no, we know it's amnesty, because they'd seen the last three versions. And they said, no, it's not. Then Senator Sessions leaked the bill, but it was so politically popular they didn't censure him. And you can Google the 20 loopholes in the amnesty bill. And then he leaked the bill. But that was from his office. That's what it's called. You can just Google the 20 loopholes in the immigration bill, and it'll come up. And it's the same thing here. The Attorney General has introduced briefings to the Supreme Court arguing for the complete gun ban of all Americans of any firearms, saying no citizen should be allowed to even own a single shot. That's on record. That's public. You've got all these bills introduced, H.R. 45 and others that we've read on air, the subsection saying, register all gun owners, make it a privilege. You've got to get a federal license to own a gun and re-up it every year and pay huge fees per firearm of hundreds of dollars, depending on which bill they introduce. It's different variants, $50, $75, $150, $250. Go read it for yourself. But they know the public doesn't read and doesn't check. So they say, oh, there's nothing going on. They have another bill where the Attorney General can ban any firearms he wants. It just gives him the blank check, imperial, godlike, emperor, king-like, rule of kings, law of kings system. There's that bill. I mean, there's a whole bunch of these things, and they're moving through the House and Senate. Pelosi's giving press conferences. It's in the Associated Press. Holder's giving them. And what do they do? What do they say? What do they push? What do they drive? What do they pump? What do they hammer? That none of it exists, and if you talk about it, you're a cop killer. I mean, that is their mantra. You know, when the feds blew up Oklahoma City back in 1995, and if you don't know about that, see my film for free online or get the DVD in higher quality. Got all the local newscasts and eyewitnesses, people we interviewed, you know, with the police and grand jurors and everybody admitting the feds blew it sky high. They had to kill cops and people to shut them up after it happened to keep the story quiet. And they tried to blame that on talk radio, on Chuck Harder and Rush Limbaugh and all these people. Asinine. And now they say, oh, all this. I mean, I had a reporter on from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He called me yesterday, and I'm sitting there on the phone with him, and I'm going, look, they do have bills introduced to do this, and he just wouldn't answer. And I said, hey, he's writing another story. I said, you know, he was like, well, I don't believe your conspiracy theories. And I said, well, all the newspapers are admitting that they're setting up world government to be run by a private group of banks. And he just said to me, he said, I said, have you read the Financial Times of London with a headline and now for world government? And he said, oh, I don't trust the British press. And I said, well, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek. And he just said, I don't believe in those conspiracies, Alex. And I said, no. I go, you're a reporter, a well-known reporter in your state. You're supposedly writing a new piece for Slate, which I'm sure will be horrid. And, I'm sitting there talking to him. And it just doesn't matter, folks. It doesn't exist. These bills don't exist. The attorney general doesn't exist. His statements don't exist. See, they don't want us mounting opposition as they come after the guns. It's a military tactic. When they're in World War I, the Germans and the British and the French on both sides, you know, the Allies, the French, the Germans, well, the French, the Germans are on their side, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire on their side, and then on the other side is the French, the British, the Russians, the U.S., and they'd have loudspeakers saying, we're not attacking. We're your friend. Lay down your arms. Come over to us. As the tanks are rolling, the planes are bombing and strafing, and thousands are dying per hour in some of these battles. Millions dead. Millions died. And they're saying this is not an assault. Same thing in World War II. Both sides did it. Same thing in Vietnam. Both sides did it. Same thing in Waco as the tanks ramming into the side, machine gunning the people, the flare footage. They're broadcasting, this is not an assault, we're here to help, come out with your hands up. They come out with their hands up, they shoot them dead in a hammer. And they're saying, this is not an assault, 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 this is not an assault. And then some white supremacist, because he is freaked out, knowing they're coming for guns, and because he's living with mommy and lost his job and freaked out, that's 90% of it, but 10% of it is, because he knows they're coming for guns, he's just sick of life and sick of it all, so he... just like the Somalis that have nothing to live for, he just goes ahead and starts killing. You got to be desperate and hardcore to be the Somali pirates steaming out to face down the U.S. Navy and fighter bombers, waving AK-47s in the air, ready to die. And they're like, hey, we're men. We're ready to fight you. Let's go. I don't like what they're doing, but you got to admire them. You know, American women want a castrated male on Prozac wearing a flower outfit. Of course, they really don't want that, so they're never satisfied. Those Somali women are out there waiting for the pirates to come back, just begging for them. You know, and of course, it's primitive, but it's what humans are. And we've gotten away from what we are, and you take all that primitive energy and you put it into rocket bases and science and technology and colonization of space and goals. You take that incredible energy and courage, and you go out in space colonies, and that's how you risk your life. Because if you're not doing that, you're not happy. We're meant to risk our lives. We're meant to battle. We're meant to climb Mount Everest. We're meant to plumb the depths of the oceans. We're meant to risk our lives. We're meant to risk our lives in defense of our tribe. But I digress. The point here is they are coming for our guns. And let me give the government a newsflash. Your propaganda doesn't work anymore. That's why they're selling over 1 million guns a month. The instant check is over 1,200,000+ purchases a month. You got it? It's more than double. We know what you're up to, and you're cruising for a bruising. We'll be right back.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants,
begging for food.
Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115 and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
There's been some more developments. Captain Sweeney, who knows the captain of the ship that was hijacked, is on the phone right now with new developments. He's coming up later in the hour. So we'll give you the latest inside scoop on what's happening there. Then Bob Chapman's coming up. Then we have William K. Black joining us. He's an American lawyer, academic, author, and a former bank regulator. His expertise is in white-collar crime, public finance. He's currently an associate professor of economics at the of law at the University of Missouri, Kansas School of Law. He was executive director of the Institute for Fraud Prevention until 2007. He previously taught at the LBJ School of Public Affairs, the University of Texas at Austin, and Santa Clara University. We had him on before, by the way, but it was years ago. He did an incredible interview on Bill Moyer is talking about another bunch of criminals last week, so we got him on. And while he will be on, Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson are in Kansas City videotaping the interview. So we'll have a two-way interview here as we tape it. And then they're going to continue the interview after we end that hour-long interview with him. So we'll be breaking that down. Ponzi schemes, liar loans, savings and loans crisis that he honchoed the investigation of, got death threats over it, the lost decade in Japan, how that ties into the same system Geithner's engaged in here. Very important coming up in the third hour today. Okay, continuing here. You know, I blew up at a caller who called a couple days ago about chemtrails. And I was wrong to do it, and I apologize. But I also blow up at people that call me up and say, no, they're not trying more gun control. Because this is so sickening what's happening. It's all coming down on us. It's all happening. There's no more even denying it. And people just get in denial or they nitpick around the edges of things. They go, oh, there's not a bill introduced like H.R. 14444. 1444. 1444. They got an extra four there. And all the other versions they had that says set up a federal agency to prepare, you know, compulsory national service. And they go, well, that's not national compulsory service. They just say they're preparing an agency to do that. You know, I look, the White House chief of staff, the president, all of them say national compulsory service, and they're all pushing it, and you need to stop living in denial. And then I get these emails and calls going, Alex, it says nothing about chemtrails and that Associated Press and London Guardian story with Obama's chief science advisor saying we need to terraform the planet to stop global warming. Well, of course they don't call it chemtrails. But if you read the scientific report he cites and you go read the CFR report that I have in my hand right now, they have their own names for it. Geoengineering, terraforming, but it describes what we have reverse engineered all these years, where they're spraying nuclei by mixing key compounds with jet fuel, where the pilots don't even know what they're doing, and it is dispersed just like cloud seeding out, and they're manipulating the atmosphere, folks. And then they say, oh, well, we're just testing, looking at doing it. You know, again, it's all lawyer terms. The testing. It is lawyer terms. They say, oh, we're just testing it right now, testing the terraforming technology with all these giant. No, see, that's the legalese. It's like U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, states, oh, we can't do any chemical, biological, or radiological testing on the American people or the military without their consent. And so every time I source that, that people go, look, Alex, it says the opposite. It says right here they can't do it. Until you read below it the exceptions for any research purposes, any humanitarian purposes, any law enforcement purposes. It's the exemption. So, of course, they call it research. You know, I meant to bring it this morning. My dad grew up, my mom grew up with those books of knowledge and world books. And they don't really put those out anymore, so we bought several decades worth of them off of eBay very cheaply for my children. And they read them voraciously, and I read them too. So, you know, I keep them laying around the house, and I just flip open different ones and, you know, basically read through them every week. And you see nothing but propaganda in a lot of them. But it's old propaganda. And by looking at old propaganda, you learn the new propaganda. You know, I mean, It breaks the continuity of their propaganda by going back and seeing how they alter it and change it. And there was a big PR article, I meant to bring it, about the wonderful Tuskegee Institute for Black Folks in Alabama and pictures of happy black folks out front and how they're there to help black people. Meanwhile, they're inside injecting them with syphilis and killing them and having it spread it over 45 years. So see, everything they do is to make it sound like it's a good thing. I'm going to come back into all of it. Look, they're coming for your guns. I'm going to finish up with that when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Game denying things. And so when you have in the last 6 months hundreds of mainstream newspapers come out, all these top climatologists on the government payroll, literally thousands of them come out and give speeches saying we've got to have aircraft fly around, and then they list the scientific terms for it. There's a laundry list of them. To spray the atmosphere, to create a sunscreen, to block the earth, to keep you safe. And then government written textbooks for sixth graders say it. And college textbooks say it. You can just Google textbook talks about chemtrails, and you'll get links to the textbooks and, you know, screenshots of it. It's everywhere. And then Obama's science advisor comes out in his first ever press conference, and first thing he brings up is we got to terraform things, you know, to save the earth. This is the type of stuff we've got going on. And then I go, my gosh, they're just admitting it. They're rolling it out. And people call me and email me and say, Alex, especially the emails, Alex, they don't say anything about chemtrails. They're talking about weather modification. Well, of course they don't use the slang term that the public's been using for 14 years since this stuff started hot and heavy. You know, we can call it aerosol sprays, also what it's known as is the layman's term. You know, it's kind of like I call a dog a dog. You know what a scientist, what a biologist, what a zoologist calls a dog? Well, they call a wolf. I forget the exact designation for a wolf. It's canine something, dealing with it being wild. In fact, let me just say, guys, Google the definition, the scientific name for a wolf. It's, but I do know the scientific name for your house dog. It's canine familiaris, meaning it's familiar. In the Latin, meaning it lives with you. Canine familiaris. And you've got feline familiar. Familiaris. That means the cat that lives with you. It's domesticated. It lives with you. It's familiar. You know, you say about a woman, you know. Especially in the sexual connotation, it is, she is his familiar. Or in black magic, the spirits you work with is what the world leaders believe in. Tony Blair in the mainstream news, being possessed by the spirit of the light every morning. You can't make this stuff up. Google it if you don't believe me, folks. You know, familiar spirits. Okay, canine familiaris, feline familiaris. I guess it would be, what are pigs? Porcines? Porcine familiaris. I guess if you had a pet elephant, it would be pachyderm familiaris. What would a trained seal would be pinniped familiaris, I guess. Okay, well, of course, we call them chemtrails. The government is calling them high-altitude atmospheric modification aerosol programs. And atmospheric unilateral geode alterations. This is the type of stuff we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. Did you guys find me the definition of a domestic dog? Wolf subspecies. Canis lupus. Okay, the wolf is Canis lupus. What is Canis lupus? I don't know Latin very well. I know Canis means dog. What's lupus in Latin? Mexican wolf statistics, gray wolf statistics, red wolf statistics. I've seen one of those in Texas. I was out hog hunting once on our ranch, walking through deep woods. And wasn't it was not a coyote. Big, giant red wolf ran 10 feet in front of me. Could have blasted him with my Mac 90, but I didn't. Anyways. Of course, good thing I didn't. It's illegal to shoot them here in Texas, but not that anybody would have ever known about it. So what does lupus mean in that's a particular one. That, the gray wolf is Canis lupus. I want the general Latin for, so the gray wolf is Canis lupus. Red wolf is Canis rufus, of course. So I guess lupus means gray. Rufus, I know, means red in Latin. Canis rufus. Here's Arctic wolf species. Canis lupus arctos. Arctos means, I guess, the god of the north in Latin. Arctos meaning Arctic. So it means dog gray Arctic. Here's the Mackenzie Valley wolf. Canis lupus Occidentalis. Now I could go on and on here. So I'm calling it a wolf, baby. I'm calling it a chemtrail. I mean, you let them play these little games with you. Oh, we're not chemtrailing. We're just mixing with the jet fuel and other sprayers and spraying the atmosphere without asking you and denying it all these years. And now we tell you we're rolling it out. And people go, well, they say they're rolling it out. They ain't saying they've done it. The reports he cites are the reports we've been covering that they've been admitting for a year, where they're rolling this out to the slaves, of how they're flying around chemtrailing everyone. But they call it a test. How about I walk up with a ball peen hammer and knock you upside the head with it? One blow. How about you hit yourself in the head as hard as you can with a hammer? And then you call that a test. How about you take a butcher knife and jam it in your own throat and just call it a test? Because that's what they're doing with us. You know, this is the crew that are control freaks that put sodium fluoride in the water with all the thousands of university studies going back to the 20s, University of Texas. I remember reading one of those about how it was a toxic sedative and how it calcified in all the major glands and bones and caused cancer. How about you read Pulitzer Prize-winning books out there? It's not Shearer's Rise of All Third Reich. It's another one. But he mentions it. I got to Google that. Where the Nazis would put it in the labor camp water. And they learned that from the Soviets when they had a pact with Stalin before they broke the pact and invaded Poland. But I digress. I mean, they play these games with you. Obama says, and I've seen the clip online. I've played it. In fact, guys, this is too powerful not to play. I can't just claim this and not play it. It's like when I say I have the news saying mercury's good for your brain. You know, I got to play that clip. Google Obama on gun control. It's one of the top ones on YouTube. And he says, look, I'm not saying we're going to ban your guns overnight. This isn't going to be done overnight. But we're going to have reasonable gun control. And we're going to do it incrementally. And then he, again, supported as a state senator total gun bans. And his attorney general supports the D.C. gun ban and says no citizen should be allowed to own any gun, period, anywhere in the country. And then you let them play that semantical game with you. Now, I didn't say we'd ban everything overnight. We just want reasonable gun control. And then we end up not having a debate about we don't want gun control. We have a debate about are they lying or aren't they. It's a trick. It's to stall you. It's to throw a stumbling block in front of you. And then we end up arguing about that all day. It's like you got a bunch of Doberman pinchers chasing you. You know, the globalists are trying to rob the American people of our liberties. They're running off with the jewel of liberty, and we're chasing after them, and they're throwing T-bone steaks over their shoulders just to get us to stop and start chewing on them. Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on April 7th acknowledged that the gun registration, this is in mainstream news, is on her agenda. Days after Attorney General Eric Holder told reporters in Mexico that the Second Amendment would not stand in the way of administration plans. You can go to the article up on Infowars.com for Canadian Free Press, and it's got hyperlinks in it. Go read the mainstream news. I mean, go read it and weep. And I mean, you sit there and you tell a newspaper reporter, and I've been talking to quite a few of them the last few days calling me, and I go, listen, will you please go with me right now online? Are you in front of a computer? Will you go with me right now to the to Google, and will you Google Eric Holder briefing to Supreme Court on D.C. gun ban case? Oh, I'm not really, the story's not really about that. Wait a minute, you're saying I'm making it up that they're coming after our guns? Hey, will you please Google these articles about world government? I don't believe in that. You don't believe in that, huh? You don't believe in the theory of gravity? The law of gravity, which you don't believe if you jump off a cliff without a parachute 500 feet down to spikes that you're going to die? I mean, you know, you don't believe if you stick your hand in boiling water, it's going to get burned? I mean, look, listen to me. This is like Karl Rove saying they control reality. He's at a dinner party with the press, New York Times, Washington Post reporters in front of him, and they say, look, you really are killing a lot of Iraqis. Hundreds of thousands are dead. This is 1 year into the war. You know, there weren't WMDs. You know, that was a lie. He says, look, you guys don't count anymore. We control reality in the government, and next week we'll change reality, and then you'll accept that, and you'll report on the new reality. But what it is it's mass delusion. It's mass delusion. They just tell you, oh, the amnesty bill doesn't have anything about amnesty in it. And then it says total legalization of all illegal aliens. For 6 years, they can bring in all their families, get unlimited welfare day one, just instant green card, citizenship within 1 year. Aggravated felons get to stay. They just sign a pledge not to be bad anymore. You know, and then it turned out it was a total amnesty bill. And it's the same thing. They just lie and lie and lie and lie. And I had people calling me up going, Alex, even after Senator Sessions leaked the bill, going, are you sure it's really... Because I heard Republicans on talk radio saying, and they wouldn't lie. I know Bush wouldn't lie.
Come on, man.
We want registration, Holder. And it goes on. These are alarming remarks from Speaker Pelosi and Attorney General Holder to Second Amendment Foundation founder Alan Gottlieb. It appears that the Obama administration and Capitol Hill anti-gunners are
have dropped all pretenses about their plans for gun owners' rights, and it looks like the gloves are coming off. And they're heralding this one white supremacist who attacks me as their poster boy to get our guns. He was crazy and said they wanted guns, so he killed cops. Not mommy told him get out, the dogs were urinating everywhere, he got in at 3 a.m. drunk, he was probably still drunk, threw a fit and shot the cops. No. They're making it about cops died, come on cops, go after the American people's guns. Come on. And if you, let me tell you let the government sick you on the gun owners, it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. And then Katie bar the door. And I'm begging you, police and military, not to violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Because let me tell you something, there's a lot of veterans and a lot of people who are just sick of it. And I'm getting attacked every day for not calling for World War III to start. I'm getting attacked for telling people to stand down, not to get into a fight with you. And that's why the media hates my guts and is now lying and saying I'm calling for violence. Because when they march you off against the American people, like what happened at Lexington and Concord, and it's a bloodbath on both sides, they're going to send the feds after me to arrest me and a lot of other folks. And they're going to put on the news, we've arrested the guy that said kill cops. And it won't matter if it's a lie. Just like they say they're not for amnesty when they reintroduce the bills to do it. Just like they say they're not for gun control when they've got the bills introduced to basically ban anything they want. They are a pack of criminal liars, and they're coming for our liberty. Listen, all of human history is slavery and bondage. Our entire human history is about the struggle for decency and honor and dignity and freedom and liberty and a chance to have your own little parcel of land and live in peace without a bunch of parasites coming by with armed thugs trying to make you their slave. The Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, the Renaissance, Africa, Asia, the Middle East, the Americas, tribe enslaving tribe, killing each other, ganging up on smaller tribes. This is what it's all about. And somehow they never taught the last few generations that this was what the human struggle was about. And we've got that good people have to get together and guard against tyranny. And then it's almost impossible to beat. It's almost impossible to stop. I mean, if you know all about it, educate everybody, do everything you can to fight corruption, it is still a battle that you've got to fight because it always runs rampant until it implodes. See, it's impossible to stop it growing and trying to take over, and generally does, but then it falls on its own because it gets so decadent and delusional and power-tripping with psychos running. It's impossible to stop, and it's impossible for it not to fall. You understand the cycle? Except in a few special times in history, and it still wasn't perfect. Now, they've got the yuppies and everybody else thinking, everything's fine, the government's here like your butler, it's going to take care of you, it loves you, everything's great. Like, I got this 911 call, and I keep seeing these every week now. Woman calls on Burger King because hamburger cold. Woman calls, especially women, I'm not knocking women, but on average, I mean, they're domesticated. You know, they think the government's there to help them, their nanny. And I didn't get my $1.50 of extra shrimp, and so I'm calling the police. And she shows up inside without the food and says, give me my money back for the whole thing. And they said, no, you got to bring the food back in. She says, no. So she calls 911, and the police show up over the shrimp. That clip's up on prisonplanet.com, halfway down the page. Now, I mean, think of her compared to the Somalis. These people know that there are attack frigates, fighter bombers, everything else. They don't stand a chance. But they're so bold, they want to fight so bad, they're so manly. They're so vicious, they're so tough, they're so cunning, and towards the dark side, definitely. I mean, you can go overboard with this, and it leads to the dark side. It's got to be a balance there. But the issue is, you know, you've got to be vicious and tough in defense of innocence. Because if you don't, the evil who are bold, like these Somali pirates, raping, killing, stealing, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars a month now, they've got dozens of hijacked ships right now. They come out, three or four guys, and take over whole ships. The disarmed Americans fought back, kicked them off the ship. They kidnapped the captain. They're in a dinghy. And all these U.S. ships are surrounding them. And so here come the pirates. The pirates are now preparing to engage the U.S. Navy. See, they're the complete opposite of what we've become. I mean, you can't help but admire them. I'll tell you that I've watched the films of the Somalis fighting. It's just devilish. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It is devilish. Because they're ready to die. And unlike, on average, you know, the stereotype of Arabs not being trained to shoot and being emotional and not aiming, the Somalis aim. Because they're Africans, they're not Arabs. It's devilish. But then you've got the opposite. You got us, American men with big cats all over them, strutting around, no fear, bugging their eyes out, the little guy at the supermarket. But these big boys see a cop, they start urinating down their leg. And you won't fight for your own country. You're cowards. You're cowards.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Pirate ships converge on U.S. hostage at sea. They've got the captain, the U.S. Navy surrounding them. What do the Somalis do? They leave at least 4 large ships and a bunch of small ones, an armada. Some of the ships now within just a few miles. Hours ago, they reported 30 miles away out there in the Indian Ocean. And, I mean, these Somalis are just something else, folks. That's what happens when you've had hundreds of years of starvation and survival of the fittest. It is just, I've never seen anybody like these Somalis. And we got Captain Kelly Sweeney, Master Mariner, successfully repelled off the Dominican Republic, a famous pirate attack, killed some of them. One of his mates was the deputy captain, is now the captain of the ship because the captain's been kidnapped. The ship retook the 17,000-ton vessel. But he's got the latest info, ladies and gentlemen, from his sources out there. And, again, he's friends with the man who's now the captain. Good to have you here with us, Captain Sweeney.
Thank you, Alex. It's great being with you.
Okay, give us the latest. I mean, these Somalis are amazing.
You know, it is amazing. And it's what the situation is right now, and this I find very interesting, it's gone from a hijack situation where, you know, the usual Somali and pirate attack, hold a ship for ransom, this and that. Now it's become a hostage situation, and this is a whole new scenario. And it's very interesting, of course, that it's a U.S. flagged ship. I know that Captain Murphy and they had a contingent of 18 armed guards. Of course, it's after the fact, you know, but working their way to Mombasa, and they're off the port of Mombasa right now. The pirates have decided to up the ante a little bit and are bringing over, as you pointed out, merchant vessels that have already been hit. There were six ships that were hit this week, and they're moving some of those over into that area. So we're talking a standoff and a showdown at sea.
This is unbelievable.
It is.
Now, you've got a lot of inside contacts. You learned about this hijacking hours before it was even in the news. Yes. Any other inside info?
Right now, it's closed off. The sources that I have that had connections with the family, they've been closed off. Everybody's kind of circling the wagons right now. I think it's kind of overwhelming and stressful. And I haven't heard anything new in the last few hours. The last I heard was what you pointed out, was that they're starting to move some of the hijacked ships over in that area. Now, I believe they're going to try to get between or circle around between the lifeboat and the naval vessel. And that's what I think is going to be happening, is that they're going to try to do some kind of a blockade. But right now we're at a hostage situation. I think that at this point, Captain Phillips's life is hanging in the balance on how we react. And as much as I think it's distasteful negotiating with pirates, I don't want to, you know, I wouldn't want to see our reluctance to do everything that we could to save Captain Phillips first. And, you know, his life.
But won't that? I mean, I agree we should do it, but we got to be careful about it. Not that we're in control of this. We're just looking at it afar. That'll only encourage more hijackings. You've actually got the pirate fleet coming out. They've got hostages on board, all of them. I'm not saying do this, but if they just blew up every ship right now, that's all the Somalis respect. If they just killed everybody on those ships, this stuff would end very quickly. But the Somalis understand that that's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, if I were one of those mariners, and this is the thing, you know, the focus has been after the fact here. And as a mariner, that just irritates and angers me to no end. When all of this could have been prevented if we had taken, if the international shipping community and the International Maritime Organization had done and taken the steps that they needed to do long before now, long before they let it get to this point. And now we're in a situation where a man's life is hanging in the balance. And you know what? As a fellow mariner, I got to say, let's save his life and then worry about the pirates after. I know.
No, I hear you. Stay there. Back in 1 minute, sir. Absolutely. The government caused this by not arming the ships.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.